I know that I'm getting older because I have a mild case of CRS, can't remember stuff. Have any of you ever experienced that? I can vividly remember some people and some events from the past, but things that are closer to the present time, sometimes it's like they never happened. I can't remember them. And don't ask me to give you driving directions anywhere because you will get lost like I do. I am so thankful that at creation, God created GPS systems. He did create them, didn't he? I've discovered some real advantages to CRS, however. I can watch some great old TV shows that I've seen before, and it's like I've never seen them before. I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm completely surprised the second time. So it's kind of nice. That's not a joke. That's true. Oh, there are lots of jokes about forgetting things. I got one this week that kind of made me laugh. It said, there were three sisters, all in their 90s, living together in the same house. The oldest sister went up to the bathroom, drew a bath, stuck her toe in the water, and then she yelled downstairs and she said, was I getting into or out of the tub? The middle sister, who was down there, said, well, I don't know. I'll come up there and I'll see if I can tell you. So she started up the steps and she stopped and she said, was I going up or was I going down? Well, the youngest sister, she was only 92, was sitting at the kitchen table. She thought, oh, Lord, I hope I never get that forgetful when I get that old. And she knocked on the wood. She said, I'll come up there and help you too as soon as I see who's at the door. There are at least two problems with that joke. One of them is that I cannot imagine those women living in a house with steps. I've noticed that they don't make steps like they used to. What happened? And the second problem is that the older I get, the less funny some of those jokes about forgetfulness are. Forgetfulness can be disorienting. It can be frustrating. It can even be scary sometimes. Now, let's be clear about something. I am not talking about full-blown dementia. I recently read an article that said that we should forget about dementia, and they weren't joking when they said that either. Here's what they meant. The word dementia comes from the Latin word demens, and the word demens literally means mad, out of your mind. That's serious. That's a lot more serious than CRS, can't remember stuff. It's not a joke. CRS could be the beginning of something more serious, but not necessarily, because most older people, in case you didn't know this, can't remember stuff sometimes. It just happens. And if you are not struggling with that in your life right now, praise God and enjoy the time while you've got it, because it's coming. You know, joking and laughing about some of those things may soothe an uneasy feeling that we might have, that may make us feel a little bit better, calm our fears sometimes. But they're not going to go away on this side of heaven. Thank God for His promises. And one does not need to get too old to experience forgetfulness. It can happen at every age. For instance, some children forget the sacrifices that their parents made for them. And they leave home. And they start neglecting their parents. And some children become very independent. It can sting. Some young couples throw themselves into marriage and they present their vows before God and all these witnesses at the wedding. And then when things start going bad in the marriage, they forget those vows. That can not only sting, but that can destroy lives. That can lead one to having no sense whatsoever of committing to anyone or to anything. That's serious. Forgetfulness can be trivial, but it can be serious at the same time. But CRS is a real problem in our spiritual lives too. And that's what I want to talk about. And I want to start with the book of Genesis. A very good place to start. There's a great story in the 40th chapter of the book of Genesis. It's about Joseph. His jealous brothers sold him into slavery into Egypt, and he was very unjustly put into a dungeon. And the story goes that two of the servants of the king were also in that dungeon because they did something that the king did not like. And one of those was the wine steward to the king. In the NIV, he's called the cup bearer. The other servant was the baker of the king. But those two guys, those two servants, lived a lot better than Joseph because they were allowed to live in the house of the captain of the guard. And Joseph was forced to be their servant. He's really having a rough time. And those two men, those two servants of the king, had vivid dreams one night, and it bothered them. And we read about it in verse 6. When Joseph came to them the next morning, he saw that they were dejected. So he asked them, "Why are your faces so sad today?" And here was their answer: "We both had dreams, but there is no one to interpret them." And then Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me your dreams." Now, I'm going to shorten the story. It's a long story. And I'm only going to deal with the cupbearer. This is what he told Joseph. He said, "Well, in my dream, I saw a vine in front of me. And on the vine were three branches. As soon as it budded, it blossomed. And its clusters ripened into grapes. Pharaoh's cup was in my hand. And I took the grapes and I squeezed them into Pharaoh's cup, and then I put the cup in his hand." Joseph replied, "This is what it means. The three branches are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your position, and you will put Pharaoh's cup in his hand, just as you used to do when you were his cupbearer." Now, listen to this. Joseph continued, "But when all goes well with you, remember me and show me kindness. Mention me to Pharaoh and get me out of this prison." Now I'm skipping to the end of the chapter. The chief cupbearer, however, did not remember Joseph. He forgot him. Part of the message of that story, I believe, is that God, your King, says to you, when things are going well for you people, don't forget me. It's a tragedy, but we tend to do that. It's a huge problem in our spiritual lives, forgetting God. One of the most compelling stories in the Bible about that is the story of the Hebrews and the Exodus, and before the Exodus, during the Exodus, after the Exodus. We've been talking about that a lot lately, and there are many, many passages in the Bible that describe the whole thing, how God's chosen people forgot him. They forgot his miracles. And one of the most poignant stories about that is in Deuteronomy 8, I believe it's one of the most poignant. Moses is speaking to the people, and these are some selective verses from Deuteronomy 8. Moses said, "Be careful to follow every command I am giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land that the Lord your God has promised. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. And I love this next part. He says, your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell up for 40 years. That's two more miracles right there. And I wish he'd been talking about my feet. He went on to describe the beauty and the abundance of the promised land yet to come. And he added this in verse 10. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God. And in verse 17, he said, you may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced wealth for me. Remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Moses ended the passage this way. If you forget the Lord your God and follow other gods, worship and bow down to them, I testify against you that you will surely be destroyed. Brothers and sisters, we're just like them. We're just like the cupbearer who got his job back in the king's court, but then he forgot Joseph. We're just like the Hebrews who experienced those miracles of God, and then they forgot him. We all have a tendency to not remember stuff, important stuff, how God changed my life kind of stuff. We become too proud, too self-centered. Every one of us is susceptible to the same symptom, out of sight, out of mind. Have you ever said to a friend, I'll give you a call, and then you forgot to give them a call? Have you ever thought of an old friend and thought, I should contact him or her, and then you forgot? Have you ever said to yourself, I should send her a thank you note, but then, nope. Let's face it, we're all guilty of operating on the level of out of sight, out of mind. And it's not a matter of getting older. It's a matter of getting more self-centered. There's another title I could have used in this series. You'll know you're getting older when you get more self-centered. Let's get back to that story of the cupbearer. 2 years after the incident happened, the king himself had a dream. And he was bothered by it. He wanted somebody to interpret it, but no one could. And it was at that moment that the cupbearer remembered. And he thought about it, and he said to the king, today I'm reminded of my shortcomings. You know what that was? That was a confession. A confession. He confessed that he forgot because he had become so selfish. He forgot Joseph. He recommended Joseph to Pharaoh, and Joseph was cleaned up, and he was brought out of the dungeon, and he was brought into the presence of the king, and he was able to interpret the king's dream, and it had a profound effect on Egypt, and they were so excited that they released Joseph from the prison and they gave him authority in Egypt that no one could ever have imagined. It was a big turning point in his life. And it was all because a forgetful man remembered, confessed, and took action. And that is what we need to think about and do. We need to confess when we are guilty of forgetting God and Act on that confession so that God can restore us. I read in AARP magazine that I should play more word games in order to help me with my memory. So I do. Like many of you, I play Wordle every day. I played three or four other word games. Do they help? I don't know. I can't remember. But it did make me realize something. Instead of doing things to help me with my mind, I need to do things to help me with my spirit. Probably more. How? Well, in spending so much time playing word games, maybe I should spend more time feeding on the Word of God. Instead of taking vitamin supplements and eating berries and lots of spinach, I need to feed more on the Word of God. As Moses said, "Be careful, Harry, that you do not forget the Lord your God. If you forget the Lord your God, Harry, and follow other gods and worship and bow down to them, you will surely be destroyed." There's a similar, very powerful story in the New Testament. In Luke 23, we read about the criminals who were crucified on either side of Jesus. And one of them hurled insults at Jesus and said, "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God?" he said. "Since you were under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." And then he said to Jesus, here it comes, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And that dialogue ends with one of the most comforting passages of Scripture. "I tell you the truth," Jesus said, "today you will be with me in paradise." The comforting truth is that God never forgets you, but God purposefully forgets your sins. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that what? Hallelujah. Isaiah 49, verse 13, "Shout for joy, O heavens, rejoice, O earth, burst into song, O mountains, for the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones." But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me, the Lord has forgotten me." Listen to God's response. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. Isaiah 43, "I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more." Wow. Isaiah 46, "Even to your old age and gray hairs." Did you know that was in there? "Even to your old age and your gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you, who will rescue you. God never forgets you." You know, you can have a family member or a friend who does many, many good things for you, and you are so appreciative, but just let them mess up one time. Let them hurt you, and you never forget it. We tend to hang on to it tightly. We tend to build walls between us. It just penetrates our minds and our hearts. You can't remember the good stuff anymore. All you can think about is that bad thing that they did. That's how we're wired by the devil. It all started in Genesis. But God, our gracious God, remembers all the good stuff about you. And he doesn't remember the bad stuff. Why are you looking so glum? Paul, in his second epistle to the Corinthians, mentions being annoyed by something that he called the thorn in his flesh. Scholars have no idea what he was talking about, but he was having something physically that was bothering him. And I think most of us, probably all of us, understand that. The older we get, the more thorns in our flesh that annoy us. But Paul also gave us some wonderful words of encouragement in that same passage. He said three times, "I pleaded with the Lord to take this away from me, but he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.'" And Paul continued, "Therefore, I will boast all the more about my weakness so that Christ's power may rest on me." Brothers and sisters, if CRS is your weakness, if you can't remember stuff, here's what Paul did. He surrendered. He surrendered to God. And he echoed it in Philippians 4:11 when he said, "For I have learned to be content. Whatever the circumstances, I can do everything through him who gives me strength." So I would say, regardless of how you might finish the sentence, "I know I'm getting old when," rejoice in this fact: His grace is sufficient for you. Don't forget it. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for reminding us that you are God, that you are perfect love, that we are like the child at the mother's breast. You know us and love us. Accept us as we are. Rescue us. Redeem us by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you that your grace, Lord God, is sufficient for every need we have. In Jesus' name, amen.